At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We are obviously going to have wall-to-wall coverage of just that ludicrous dystopian Oval Office press conference between Donald Trump and El Salvador President Bukele. And so much, obviously, to get into regarding his refusal to return the man that we wrongfully sent to the El Salvador concentration camp, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. JBL and Andrew had a video immediately reacting that you should check out. I talked about with Bill Kristol. But I want to focus on this other clip that I don't want to get lost from the press conference where Trump is talking about the war in Ukraine. And just for context, for people who haven't seen it, there was potentially the worst civilian casualty event in Ukraine of the entire war on Palm Sunday. About 34 dead, hundreds wounded, seriously wounded, missile attack in Sumy. And, you know, this was such a bad attack that even Rick Grenell, Trump's butt boy, sent out a tweet calling Russia evil over it. Well, I guess he didn't check in with the boss, because Donald Trump was discussing this situation with the war with Bukele. And I want to play you this just noxious reaction from our president.
President Zelensky, sir, about his offer to purchase more Patriot missile batteries.
Oh, I don't know. He's always looking to purchase missiles. You know, he's against. Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles.
There it is. When you start a war, you got to know you can win a war. You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size. What? Start a war? What is he talking about? What are you talking about? Like, this is such up is down bullshit. Like, I get annoyed with the word gaslighting. It gets overused. Like, this is gaslighting in the most extreme sense. Zelensky didn't start a war. Trump is doing this, Ukraine's skirt was hiked up a little too high, so you can't blame Russia for raping and pillaging the country, kidnapping children, killing people, bombing, trying to take territory. Like, I just, how can it just be that the President of the United States just advances these blatant, shameful lies and smears that are obviously false, that even his own fucking staff and supporters know are false? Not all supporters, but like, everybody knows it. And instead, he is just trying to do the Trump thing where you have a big lie, you create your own universe where there's some other reality. And I'm sorry, in this war, there is one bad guy. It's Putin. No matter what Trump's envoy wants you to think, no matter how many fucking paintings he brings Trump, Putin has invaded Ukraine. If as a country, we want to decide that we don't want to support Ukraine any longer, I think that would be a horrible decision. I would totally disagree with that. But there are certainly policy arguments you could make that, you know, it's not worth our resources or whatever. They're stupid policy arguments, but they're policy arguments. That's not what this is. Like, this is advancing a total falsehood lie, smear that is made up out of thin air to try to create a post hoc rationalization for abandoning Ukraine, which is what he wants to do. And here's the thing. There's something more deeply psychological here. Trump knows that Zelensky has shown actual courage. Trump knows that Zelensky is a leader whose people actually love and respect him. And Trump's jealous. Okay? Trump is jealous because he knows he's a coward. We've all seen the video of him getting scared by that little bird back in the Apprentice days. He's a coward. He has no personal character or courage. Zelensky does. And so he must demean him. He must bring him down to his level, his and Putin's level, you know, and make him out to be the bad guy. To rationalize the way that we're treating and to build Trump up into something that he's not. So I'm pretty annoyed and dispirited that this fucking male psychodrama and the fact that Donald Trump didn't get hugged as a child and doesn't have a therapist is going to lead to more death in Ukraine and in a more unstable world. But that's where we stand today. It's kind of like now you're going to start making a list. I was about to say one of the most appalling scenes in the history of our Oval Office. We've had so many of those now over the past 8 years on and off that and that just goes on the list. So we will keep monitoring everything that is happening with Bukele, with El Salvador, with Abrego Garcia and all the other Venezuelans that were wrongfully sent to El Salvador. Of course, everything that's happening with the war in Ukraine as well. So subscribe to the feed, tell your friends, stick around. We'll see you soon.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.